Should be another fun night here in Smashville this evening. Back here on Darren and Donick, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here inside Bridgestone Arena. Jack Daniels Barrel House, you know what that means. Our site here means the Predators have a home game tonight. It's the Pittsburgh Penguins. This is game 75 in the regular season for the Predators, and this is the first meeting with Pittsburgh. So, of course, they're getting ready to play, see each other a couple of times.
They did
here.
Not play in the calendar year 2018.
It's crazy.
It's crazy to think about. Huh?
Even though we talked about this on the show earlier in the week, the previous year they played Pittsburgh right out of the gates both times, and that was it.
Yep. November 11th of 2017
first
is the last time
month,
they played.
Yeah, yep. they were done. So to help
a lot,
us
– a lot has happened.
To help us with the opponent tonight is Josh Yoey from The Athletic. He covers the Penguins. He's here on site with us. Josh, how you doing?
Gentlemen, it's good to be here. I always enjoy Nashville, and I was just telling you during the break, Sidney Crosby does have Tennessee in the Final Four if anyone wants to consider not booing
really?
Him quite as much tonight. I said maybe they won't boo you tonight if we make that public. He said, I seriously doubt that.
He's probably right. He's used – you know, it is interesting that you bring that up. And how much does that happen – on the road for him, because we've laughed about this since PK's been here. I mean, yeah. We don't even talk about it anymore because when PK goes on the road, I mean, he's booed so much. What about Crosby?
I've never covered an athlete who gets the reception that he does in that regard. Some cities are worse than Philadelphia is the worst by far. I can't even tell you the things I've heard him call.
It's not arable.
No, it certainly isn't. You know what the funny thing is, though? There are a few Canadian cities where he's treated differently. In Montreal, they always politely applaud him when he takes
really?
The ice. Yeah, I guess all the gold medals go a long way. In Western Canada, he's royalty. But in Ottawa, they hate him. They've had a few playoff series, so
right.
I think that has something to do with it. But in general, in Canada, he's really treated warmly. It's interesting to watch. But divisional cities, especially in New York and Philly, oh my gosh, it's not pretty.
Isn't it interesting, Josh, how close it was to Nashville playing Ottawa in the Stanley Cup Final? Just think about it. Game 7, double overtime in Ottawa. I mean, it was almost the Senators and the Predators in the Stanley Cup Final.
It's amazing. And now you look at what's happened to the
right,
Senators.
Right.
It's amazing. In less than 2 years, Chris Kunitz knuckleball did to change hockey history. There'd probably be a Stanley Cup here. So I think the Predators absolutely would have beaten that team if they played in the final. Yeah, it's and the Penguins were the better team than Ottawa, certainly. But it was actually a great series. It's hard to believe, though. It's been less than 2 years. So much has changed since then.
So much has changed. It looks like, just from afar, from our vantage point, Pittsburgh, and we've said that there are certain teams in all sports, you just know that time of year they start ramping things up and they start getting ready for postseason play. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh is one of those teams. They've been through all this. They've been through all the wars. And is that true? Do they look like a team that's ramping things up, getting ready for postseason play?
They are. I think there's a perception with the Penguins that they only care so much in the first 3 months, then they ramp it up. And I hate to acknowledge that, but I think there is an element of truth there. They're probably not going to win the division. I promise you they don't care. They've won 5 cups in franchise history. Only one of those 5 seasons did they win the division.
That's amazing.
They just don't – it's just not a priority to them at all. They just want to be playing well going into the playoffs, which isn't to say that they don't have their flaws. I think they do. As every team does, though. But there's no question. They've been playing much better, even with Evgeny Malkin out of the lineup, and he still is out. He won't play tonight. But even without him, you can see they are, as Mike Sullivan would say, playing the game the right way. Where in October and November, it was pond hockey, giving up 2-on-1s left and right. They're not really doing that as much now. So they're clearly a little more focused at this juncture than they were a couple of months ago.
It is interesting. You know, everybody focuses in on their market, right? Their team and their market. And we've been sitting here because people last year was, you know, I don't want to say it was an anomaly because hopefully it will happen again. But, you know, the Predators cruised to a President's Trophy. Yeah, they had Winnipeg pushing them all year, just happened to be the team in their division. But to have something go so right for 82 games is hard to do, as you know. And there were very, very few lulls in the season, very few dips, like a 3-game losing streak that happened, I think, once, Willie, last year. And
maybe
it was like, what is going on with this team? And it's like, folks, you know, really. And so this year, with all the inconsistencies up and down, it's been hard for everybody. What is wrong with this team? What is going on? But what you just said, if you look around the league, take Tampa out and put them on an island with Tom Hanks, right, all by themselves in Castaway.
Uh-huh.
The league has looked like that. Everybody has warts.
No, they do. And I've covered a few of the Penguins' Stanley Cup runs, and I can tell you that in every season there was so much adversity at some point to deal with. The 2009 championship team, they were out of a playoff spot. They were 11th in the Eastern Conference in the middle of February.
Wow.
And nobody thought that team was going to win a Stanley Cup. That's the way it works, though. It really is. And when you look at the Predators now, listen, this isn't their first rodeo. They made it to the final 2 years ago. They were a really good team last season. So I think whether they want to admit it or not, and I don't cover them, but I'm sure they realize, okay, these games in January, our coach can tell us they all mean the same. They don't. We know they don't because we've played a lot of playoff games. So I think in the back of their minds, they know when the time to ramp it up is. And I certainly view them as one of the best teams in the West. I don't think there's any question. I still think on paper, with all due respect to what San Jose and Calgary have done, I still think Winnipeg and Nashville might be the two best teams in the West. But they're not putting up the numbers they did last season in the regular season, which come April and May means absolutely nothing, really.
So the Penguins have the skins on the wall, so to speak. But if I ask you, Josh, to rank the Eastern Conference like the top five right now, where is Pittsburgh in that pecking order?
Well, we know who number one is because Tampa is in its
they're
own
just,
universe.
Yeah, they're different.
And that doesn't mean that they will win the whole thing. History tells us.
The last 10 years, one time, Chicago.
I'm telling you. And
believe me, we heard that from the listeners every day on
the
show last year. Oh, don't win the President's Trophy. It's a horror. It's bad. It's bad.
I bet you did. You know what's funny? With all due respect to Toronto and Boston and their point totals, especially Toronto, I know they're good. They haven't won a playoff series yet under Mike Babcock. I don't take them as seriously as I take Washington and Pittsburgh. They've won the last three cups. I still think those are the next kind of tier of teams. I am convinced Pittsburgh and Washington will play in the second round again. They always do. And I couldn't tell you who's going to win that series. The Penguins have beaten them 3 or 4 this year. They're very comfortable. And I promise you they want one more shot at them after what happened last year. And the winner of that series will probably play Tampa in the Eastern Conference Final, and Tampa will be the favorite. But who knows? I mean, that's not an easy matchup necessarily for Tampa, so we'll see. So I'd probably say Tampa, Pittsburgh, Washington is my top three with Boston and Toronto. Very good teams. Just in terms of who has the best chance to come out of the East, I would put them just a hair below because we know they have to go through Tampa. And, you know what, until they do it in the playoffs, especially Toronto, we know Pittsburgh and Washington can. That means something to me.
Josh Owey is with us from The Athletic covering the Pittsburgh Penguins who are in town here tonight. And Josh, in looking at some of the recent games, I got a chance to watch Sunday evening the Battle of Pennsylvania, which is always tough. And one thing that dawned on me, even though the Penguins lost the game and they've had this little rut here where they've been giving up late goals with the goalie pulled, Matt Murray looks very sharp. He's made a lot of really good saves. He did in that game in particular against the Flyers and then followed it up, I thought, with a pretty good performance against Carolina the other night.
He had a really, really bad start to the season. October, November, he was awful. Then he was out for a month. I think he came back December 17th. From that point until now, he's been quite good. And in the last couple of weeks in particular, he kind of got challenged by Mike Sullivan. There was a game in Buffalo. He gave up a late goal. And by the way, the Penguins have given up 7 goals this season with the opposition's goaltender pulled, which is a horrible number.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was a game in Buffalo, I think it was March 1st or 2nd, and the Penguins played in Montreal the next night, and Casey DeSmith was supposed to get the start in Montreal. When the plane landed in Montreal, Mike Sullivan told Murray to stay on the plane. He said, "You're playing tomorrow." And Murray's got a bad injury history. He gets hurt a lot, so they don't like him playing back-to-back nights. Sullivan said, "You're playing anyway." Had an unbelievable game that night. He's been terrific ever since then. So I would say he's playing his best of the season. The same old thing with him. He has one weakness. He does not have a great glove hand. Everybody knows. I'm sure that's the Predator scouting report. It's everyone's. So that's his wart, if you will. But he has been really, really good.
How about Jake Guentzel, too? I mean, he's a guy that, of course, is still, I'm sure, a painful memory for Predator fans because of how good he was in that Stanley Cup final a couple years ago. But he's certainly no flash in the pan. 37 goals this year.
No. I'm glad you brought that up because Sidney Crosby deserved the Conn Smythe. But if Jake Guentzel would have scored the game winner instead of Patrick Hornquist, that would have been 14 goals in the playoffs with how great he was in the final. He would have gotten some votes, I have no doubt. Yeah, you said it, 37 goals. Jake Guentzel has 23 career playoff goals in 37 games. He is a big-game player if ever there's been one. And his chemistry with Sidney Crosby is off the charts. Sid has never had a winger with him who just played that kind of game with him, who thought the game exactly the way he does. Guentzel's not a big guy. He's not really the fastest. He doesn't shoot the puck that hard. But he's going to score 40 goals this year. And it's not just because Sid puts the puck on a platter for him. Yeah, maybe that's part of it, but it's not that simple. They think the game the same way. And for a small guy, And frankly, Sid's not a big guy either. They both go to the net and score a ton of dirty goals, so it just makes them very difficult to play against.
The other guy that I thought was worth mentioning for our interview tonight, because he missed the Stanley Cup final a couple years ago, and it speaks a lot to the Penguins. They still are able to win it without him, but Chris Letang has just come off the injury. This will be his second game back. He's a guy that is such a big difference maker for them.
Yeah, he is. He's having maybe his best season. I thought he's not going to win the Norris. He missed 12 games with a recent neck injury, but if he had stayed healthy all season, I think he may have been a finalist at least. He doesn't always get the credit he deserves. When you play with Crosby and Malkin and Kessel, all these big names, I think a lot of people assume, he's getting points because he plays with those guys. But Chris Letang is a great hockey player. The Penguins' transition game is night and day when he's not in the lineup and when he is. Just a brilliant skater, and he's got 16 goals now, I think, which ties a career high. He's done it all for them all season. He'll play 30 minutes a night if you need him to. He's a one-man breakout, and he and Brian Dumoulin together, just a wonderful pair. You'll see them play heavy minutes against the Preds tonight.
Josh, we've been talking here for several seasons now about this being the Predators' window. Mm-hmm. Like, they're in this window to win now. How long is the window open, you think, in Pittsburgh? I mean, still have the superstars. You've got first ballot Hall of Famers on that roster, but they're getting up there. They've been in there in the league for a long time. What is this window, you think, in Pittsburgh?
It's a great question, and people bring it up all the time. The window's closing. Well, as long as Crosby is still near the height of his power, I don't think the window ever closes. Back in 2015, they had a few really bad playoff runs in a row, so they made a bunch of changes on the fly. I would say it was reloading more than rebuilding, and they won two cups. I think they probably have a couple of more years where they can do that. Crosby will be 32 this summer, so he's still great. He's not a kid anymore. Malkin will be 33 this summer, and his play has not been as good this season. He and Kessel have really had off years, their point totals notwithstanding. But
I'd love to have an off year where I get more than 1 point per game.
I know.
It's unbelievable, those guys.
I know. But they're also both minus 23. I mean, they've made a lot of mistakes. They've driven their coach crazy. But, yeah, the expectations, especially with Malkin. I mean, Malkin's 14th all-time in points per game. He's obviously a first-ballot Hall of Famer. But as long as Crosby and Malkin really are still putting up huge numbers, I don't think the window closes. The problem for the Penguins, though, they have nothing in their farm system. And they really don't. And when you trade your first-round pick every year and trade your prospects, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And Chicago's run into the same thing. But, as long as Crosby's playing at this level, and given that Matt Murray's 24 years old, I think they're at least assured to be a playoff team for a few more years. And with the right moves, could they have another cup in them? It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, Malkin and Crosby kind of remind me of LeBron. Like, you think they're like 45, but just because they've, between regular season and postseason,
yep,
they've logged so many games in their career.
No, you're right. And, Crosby has had to reinvent himself a little bit. He doesn't score in the rush as much as he once did. He's still really fast. He's not Connor McDavid. When Crosby came into the league, though, he would look like the way McDavid looks now. He was just so much faster than anyone else. He's not really that guy anymore, but down low, he's so strong. So powerful, and he plays more of a half-court offense now, I think, but he does it brilliantly.
Yeah. I will tell you, 2 years ago, we really enjoyed our time in Pittsburgh. Wish the results were a little bit different, but we did have a good time there for the Stanley Cup Final.
We had a really good time.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Well, I can tell you, the Pittsburgh media, I mean, I think there were a couple of people who had to go to the hospital in Nashville 2 years ago, so... I mean, I don't know if the liver poisoning
Well, wait a minute.
Ever...
We didn't have that good of a time.
No, it's an underrated city. People always, when you come to Pittsburgh for the first time, it's like, wow, I kind of like it here.
Oh,
it always
man.
Surprises
it's a,
people.
Yeah. It's
no,
a great downtown.
We enjoyed it. We really had a good time.
Didn't hurt that the Pirates were in town. We caught
no,
a little baseball there.
Baseball.
That was good.
Not a bad ballpark to see.
Oh,
right?
No, it's ballpark. A beautiful, yeah? Beautiful ballpark. Like, whoever came up with the design and the way it sits in the city, hats off to them because they did a good job.
Nah, it's a good sports town, too. It really is.
Thanks for stopping by. Hope you don't end up in the hospital, but good to see you,
my
Josh.
Pleasure.
Josh Yohe covers the Penguins for The Athletic.